This is the show about nothing, and I'm your host, Jaja Banks. The show about nothing is where we discuss absolutely everything. There's no topic that's untouched, and it's pretty much a frank conversation. I decided to do this because I feel like I have the best conversations and no one gets to hear it, and I find out a lot of stuff whether I want the information or not, and I just thought that it would be a great way to just let people hear the things that I hear sometimes. You know, it's funny, it's frank, it's honest, it's me. Once again, I'm your girl, Jaja Banks, and this is the show about nothing. You are now tuned in to the show about nothing, where we discuss absolutely everything. I have a special guest here today with me, one of my favorite ladies, my lovely bonus grandmother. Say hello to the world.
Hello, world.
I call her
How
Mimi.
How you doing?
We call her Mimi. And that's how I'll be addressing her today. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Oh, Harvey's here too. we're just going to jump right into it. Today's topic is about men. Mimi's favorite subject.
Don't go there, man. I'm Harvey. Because if you got one right there, then guess what? I'm mad at you already.
Uh-oh. Blue. So, Mimi, what you want to say about the men out there?
Girl. Right now, what I want to say is really not nice.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Because I think my boyfriend up to something.
Uh-oh.
He supposed to be calling me at 12. Call me this morning like you supposed to do in the morning time.
Uh-oh.
Okay? To say good morning. Woke me up. I was sleeping. Oh, I'm going to call you back at 12 o'clock, you know, get some sleep. It's almost 4 o'clock. Where the nigga at?
Ooh. Well.
Am I going to call him? No. Sure enough. Am I going to answer the phone when he called back? No.
Mimi, he probably doing something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
What are you doing when you couldn't call back at 12 o'clock? You doing something.
Blue.
Whatever it is, it ain't right, because if it was right, you would have called at 12 o'clock.
Wow, well.
You didn't do that, so you up to something, and I ain't about that life.
I'm done. You know what?
I'm not about that life.
Okay.
And I will not answer my phone for the rest of the day.
Okay, so it's safe to say that you're not for polygamy. You know, there's a new day and age where these
Hell
people.
No.
Blue.
Either I'm the only one,
Ooh.
Or I'm not the one.
Mm.
You
I
gotta
hear
choose,
that.
Man.
I hear that. I hear that.
I'm like one of them pimps back in the 70s. You better choose. You better choose your pimp. You better choose your pimp.
Oh, that's my God.
Choose.
I'm not. You know what? I'm glad I decided to come over and do this with you today. I'm glad you're the first guest because I can always expect. I don't. You know what?
The unexpected.
Right. Because
yep. I don't sit on the back burner for no broad.
Blue. I hear
Either
that.
I'm the only one or I'm not the one. I don't care. Bye.
Well, I will say this. Like, so earlier this week while I was at work, this man comes in. We get into a conversation about polygamy. First of all, he was trying to get at me, like, but
so
I remember he mentioned. You said what?
So he could be the next. So you could be the next.
I don't know. No, I don't think he was trying. I don't think that this is a thing for real. Like, I think he was just hypothetically talking to me and saying what he thought about it. So he was trying to get with me. He mentioned.
Stop shaking. I'm trying to put my eyeliner.
Oh, sorry. He mentioned his wife. And I was like, first of all, sir, you got a whole wife. Mm-mm. He was like, so y'all really letting the ring in 2018 stop something? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not with it either. I think that is selfish. And it doesn't benefit anybody but the man, you know? I mean, now,
That's all it benefit.
But
benefit the woman. How it benefit the woman?
Right. Some people say it benefits. I heard one lady say that the reason why it benefits her because she has a career and, you know, she don't really have time to give her all to a man. But I'm just like, no. Well, so you don't share, need a man.
You don't need a man then. I don't want to share. I don't believe in that polygamy or whatever. No. Because first of all, how you going to have all these wives? How you going to pleasure everybody?
Right.
I like mine every night.
Blue.
Okay, now look. First of all, I mean, yes, I am celibate, have been celibate for years, because you want to play with this one right here, you got to marry it.
Uh-oh.
Okay? But when I do marry somebody, I want it every night.
Blue.
I like mine every
night.
Well,
me,
how you going to give me mine every night when you over there serving her and I'm laying in the bed by myself? What are they doing that at? I'm gonna need it in the morning too before you go to work.
Oh my goodness, Mimi.
older women like sex too, and I love it. Okay, I'm just not doing it right about now, but I love sex.
But grandma, get out of. That's my other grandma, y'all. Anna Jo in the background.
It's the truth. She
said, I'm done, y'all. So that means you need a young man.
Yes. Why do you think I date younger guys?
Okay, Mimi, look, you could date younger
guys. My granddaughter right here, she be like, Mimi, look, my boyfriend that I got right now, what is he, 43?
That's fine. I don't care about, that's fine. Yes. Nah, Mimi like to date young. Mimi dating 33, 23.
No, not 23. That's too young.
That's too young?
Yeah, they on that. That's too young. Right. They don't know. But they don't. If you're like 35 or a little older or whatever, you can't be 50. I can't go for you because, you know, as men get older, they're different from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get older, they stuff stop working. I can't do that.
Mimi.
I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean you can't do it?
All depends sometimes.
Blue.
Girl, I don't want to find out. Find out. That's what I'm
y'all,
saying.
Your
I'm hands done. All shaking because now you got a nervous system problem. You got high blood. I can't do all
you
that.
You got the gout.
You got all that. I can't. If I find out you can't do it, then you got to go.
It's all depends what age
you're
when
you start. Well, yeah, what I'm saying. Marvin better be glad 43 is the cutoff, baby.
I'm assuming
that's
Marvin.
Marvin,
that's the new.
That's the new one.
Okay.
You better be glad. You better hurry up before, because if you get any older, I'm going to have to let you go.
I'm done.
I'm let you go.
I am so done. Like, yeah.
It's a prerequisite. I already told him when we started talking. I'm like, let's put everything out there online, you know, and get to know each other. I said, how do you feel about sex?
Oop. That's the first thing you asked him,
that's not the first thing.
Oh.
We talked about everything,
so
you know.
So did you tell him that you celibate and you've been celibate for the last 10 years?
Yes, I did. But then I said, you know, I'm waiting to get married. And then I told him I would like mine every night. You need,
please.
I mean, I need to know. You got a
y'all
problem with
are
that.
Why?
I mean, how do you like
you
sex? I mean, what's
you
up? Yeah. I mean, you
y'all,
have an argument. You
I'm
fix
done.
It before you go
what
to bed.
What did I get myself into?
Because I can't be in bed. We mad. We can't do it. I mean, let's get it together and agree to disagree. Because when we get in bed, we going to have sex. And if it's good, I'm going to forget why I'm mad at you. For real.
Wow.
That's how you make up. That's how you make up.
You know what, Mimi?
I'm together.
I'm going to be completely honest. I have never had any type of makeup because me personally, when I'm mad, like, especially in the past, when I'm mad, I'm mad. Don't touch me.
Right.
Don't even come over here. Because you don't even look in this direction. Like, there's no, I've never experienced that. However, I am in a different place in my life where I'm not as angry.
Yeah.
And I'm not as mad. So, you know, I guess.
That's how I was at first. But I mean, now, you know, since I'm older, I'm like, but damn. I mean, you know, then I'm good with the bed. I'm feeling a certain type of way and I can't even get it. Because I'm mad at you now, so I can't even get it. I would want mine. Oh, my God. Nipples are hard and everything.
Mimi. Mimi.
You know, because a woman, when a woman get, like, in her, it don't change. People, they lie. Somebody lies. Some women do, but I was blessed and I don't. I mean, everything plumbing, everything still work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, I'll surprise you.
Ooh.
Don't be like, oh, she's older. She probably can't hang, nigga. You don't know me like that. You've been on with the sleep, and I be sitting up there waiting for you to wake up.
Oh no!
Mimi. Think I'm lying.
What?
It's the truth. Yes. I wish I could have sex now.
I guess it's
Mimi. In the morning, get your day started.
Get your day started, girl.
What? Oh, what?
I tell you what, y'all, when I get married, if my husband wants me to behave and act right, he's going to have to lay it down. He got to do it. You want some food cooked when you get home. You want this, you want
what
that.
What did I give myself
into? You want me
into?
To be here and all that. You got to be doing what you're supposed to do at night. Yeah. You got to do it. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Well, so it's safe to say it's the your libido increased. You know what?
Yes, it is.
Grandma, see, look, y'all, I stay putting both of them on punishment because they stay saying some wild stuff. So, as of right now, after this show, y'all are on punishment. I can't even believe what's coming out of your mouth up in there, Grandma.
No, check it out. Okay, check it out. He went to Bible study the other night, right? He's on Wednesday, mine on Thursday.
At least he do.
He's like, okay, I'm going to call you when I come home because, you know, we FaceTime each other, you know. Since he live in New York. Okay, I'm going to call you, baby, when I get back to the house. So he called me. And he's sitting there. He undoing his tie. I'm going, damn.
Good night. Good night.
That was turning me on. He undoing his tie.
Well, I'm Mimi, like, you haven't had sex in 10
off.
Years.
Like, you got a
I feel
on.
Like.
Take it off. Yeah. Well, but I'm ready.
Well, Mimi, I mean.
You got them big old hands, girl.
You like big hands?
Yeah,
like
if
meaty
they got
hands.
Big hands and big feet, they got big meat. big feet, big meat.
That's not true, Mimi. That's
well,
not true.
From my experience has been
that
true.
Is not true. Okay. I didn't say, that ain't true all the time.
No, not
big
maybe
hands.
Not all the time.
But most
maybe
of the
not
time.
All the time, but most of the time, yeah. Most of the time, yeah. And he got,
Mimi,
some, he got some big hands.
Well,
they got long fingers.
Ooh. Well, you know what? I got a friend. That you know, she told me that same thing. Like that, she has a system to where, and apparently it worked. She said it's like your middle finger. The middle finger gotta be long. If it's not long, yeah, then
he gotta
have meaty hands.
Then I don't want him.
I'm dead.
then I don't want him.
Y'all, my Mimi
killed
said.
The deal. I'm telling you, okay? You asked me.
Mimi said,
it's the truth.
Big hands, big feet. Big me. I'm done.
Like, well, how are you gonna know if you're not gonna have sex before, you know, marriage or whatever? Because I asked to see it.
Ooh. So you asked them to see it?
Yes. And maybe if you don't want me to see it, I walk in the bathroom while you're in there peeing. I did Larry like that. Hey, why you gotta see Dom? Like, don't worry about it. He went in there to pee. I went, open up the door. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, you might walk in there with the man with
I went in there and looked. I'm like, woohoo! Baby.
Oh my God!
Y'all wanna know what I'm getting, baby? Y'all want no surprise on wedding night. I wanna see what it looked like, and if it looked like that on soft, then woo!
Mimi, my God!
I did a guy like that one time.
Oh hell no!
Balloon.
Balloon came out the bathroom.
So let me ask y'all this: so do y'all tell them when it's small?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I tell him, what you gonna do with that?
Grandma, really?
You don't go right.
What you gonna do with that? They, I mean, I will work me out.
If they know they got a thorough like that, what the hell you want with a woman? What you gonna do with
oh my God!
I mean, yeah. Even if you do that, I mean, yeah, I want you to do a little kissing, yeah. You know? But even if you do that real good, I'm gonna still need you. I ain't done with just that.
I ain't done that.
You gotta work that out when you get finished doing that. That ain't enough for me.
Oh my God!
I seen a film on the TV one time. They be getting down.
Yeah.
But
you gotta. You gotta have something. You gotta do with me. Yeah. What are you gonna do with that?
They ain't gonna do that. Tickle you.
I mean, okay, so you don't gave me pleasure through the oral sex. What, you got a friend coming here now or something? To do the rest?
No. What I'm saying.
What? What, Grandma? You heard that? Okay, so it's safe to say.
No, we don't believe in polygamy. I like my man all to myself.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't need any help to pleasure my man, because I mean, after I get you every night, you're not gonna have time for anybody else.
You say every night,
every night in the morning. How you gonna have time for somebody else?
I know that, right?
Unless y'all, you're going on your
lunch break somewhere.
Okay.
For 30 minutes.
Then you agree. Then you a greedy man. Because when you get home, I'm still want it. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
If the one at home not satisfying you, we don't need to be together.
Sure don't.
Wow.
Sure don't.
Wow.
I mean, sure don't. Because I be wanting to see it. Like, let me just see it.
Mimi. Oh my gosh.
And you know, men be, you know, they like, what? I mean, we ain't gonna do nothing. You say something, I'm like, yeah, but in case we, one day, I want to see. I don't want no surprise. I don't want no surprise. I want to see. I might not even want it. I might not want it.
Even though.
I might not want it. It depends. I mean, if it got all bucked up, nasty up, I hell no, I don't want it.
I don't think anybody want that.
It got to be big and it got to be pretty.
I'm done. I'm not even going to say nothing to that.
Noise. Nice and circumcised and all that. Gotta, girl, don't play with
me. And it got to be circumcised too, yes. Mimi? What if he got a turtleneck?
Damn. He better be big then.
I hear you.
And he got to keep that food clean.
Ooh.
You got to keep that food clean.
You pull that head back. And you pull that skin back and it smell like booty and cheese. Yeah, that's a no-go.
And I'll never give it to you to smell like that, ever. For real.
Well, Harvey, you got to make sure your thing is clean.
No, because I don't share my man. Nope.
And that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line.
Yep.
So, do you like your new boyfriend?
I like him, but not today. We back on that. 12 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock.
Oh, Lord.
He will not be talking to Cynthia today.
All right, pause. Okay, guys, so...
I'm trying to get cute.
Bloop. Mimi, tell the people bye.
Oh, bye, y'all.
And that is all for today. I can't even give y'all any more after that. That was just unexpected. Once again, it's your girl, Jaja Banks, closing out. And we're going to end this one off with a good song.